My three kids once gave me the most unique gift. It's called the Terminator. Yeah, that's what it was called. It wasn't as bad as it sounds. It was this little black plastic control device. It looked sort of like, that remote control switch for a TV, and had three buttons on it. One said missile launcher, and when you pressed that button, it was supposed to make the appropriate sound of a missile being fired and exploding. It's nuts, I know. Then you had a button for machine gun. Yeah. And that had the appropriate rat-a-tat-tat of a machine gun. And if all else failed, you had the death ray. I'm sure you want one of these. That was the other button. And it made sort of a surreal type of sound that lets you know you've got the ultimate weapon in your hand. Now, the Terminator was very helpful when you were behind slow traffic, for example. You wonder what the use is? Well, if the drivers in front of you were really making you impatient, you just launched a missile, or you let go with your machine gun, or you hit him with the death ray. I'm not really encouraging this. I'm telling you about what they gave me. Now, it really didn't do anything, of course. It just was some kind of emotional release. Praying would be better, probably. Maybe someone was coming into your office or your house that you didn't want to see. All you needed to do, hit that machine gun, get the message right away to them. I know, it's crazy. Somebody was making big money providing us with this, well, sort of harmless weapon for letting out your frustrations. I actually have had a Terminator long before they gave me that gift. Actually, we all have a Terminator, and it really terminates. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about weapon of mass destruction in your mouth. Now, a word for today from the Word of God comes in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. It says this, "Reckless words pierce like a sword." Talks about the ability of our tongue and our words to cut very deeply. Now, the cutter seldom knows how deeply the cutee has been wounded, or for how long that wound may last. We can all remember the names we've been called. We remember criticism that's been leveled against us, put-downs that were aimed in our direction. You know what? I'll bet you the person who said them has long forgotten them. But they're still a part of our personality. Reckless words pierce like a sword. They go deep. In fact, so deep that Proverbs 18:21 goes on to say, the tongue has the power of life and death. All day long, you and I are giving out life sentences and death sentences. Sentences that either make people feel more alive or feel like they're dying inside. There are some life sentences like, man, you look great today, or thanks for what you've been doing, or you know what you're doing is really important. How can I help you? But it's the death sentences I'm concerned about, the ones that make people feel like they're dying inside when we say them. We terminate people inwardly without even realizing it. In fact, research shows that it takes 7 positives to bring a person back to 0 from 1 negative that they've had in their life. I wonder if that's like the ratio at your house. Do you have 7 praises for every 1 negative? How about the rest of your relationships? We're piercing people deeply with the names we call them, the accusations against them, the put-downs, the sarcasm, the criticisms, even well-intended criticisms. It's no wonder that David said to the Lord, put a watch in front of my mouth. We should too. Oh, I could push buttons on my plastic Terminator and I could make some noises that did no real damage, but you and I have a real Terminator. This tongue we've got is daily either making people feel more alive or more destroyed inside. So hold the put-downs. Swallow the sarcasm. Cushion the criticism. Remember, your tongue can be the Terminator.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.